The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense and Security Committee has accused the so-called US-led coalition of giving aid to ISIL militants in northern Iraq. The Iraqi official says the US-led coalition airdrops end up in the hands of the ISIL. The militants have posted videos on the internet showing what they said were weapons dropped by the US-led coalition aircraft in Syria. Our correspondent has sent us this report from Iraq's Kurdistan region, Erbil.
Head of the Iraqi Parliament's Security and Defense Committee, Hakim al-Zamali, has accused the U.S. of violating Iraq's sovereignty and international law and prolonging the conflict with ISIL.
Coalition aircraft are providing airdrops to the ISIL militants. We have also documented information that coalition aircraft are constantly making landings in airports located in regions under ISIL control.
Al-Zamali also verified the presence of documents which prove that the so-called US-led coalition has indeed given several airdrops to ISIL's aid.
We're calling on the Iraqi government to take a clear and firm stance against these actions. We would also like to ask the Ministry of Defense and our Air Force to monitor these aircraft and even to target them if they do provide assistance to the ISIL.
U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Stuart Jones, has denied such accusations, saying they are aimed at driving a wedge between the U.S.-led coalition and Baghdad. Analysts, however, argue that the U.S.'s unwillingness to cooperate with regional heavyweights who are known to be opposed to ISIL proves that Washington is not serious about eradicating the terror group.
Washington has yet to sit at the negotiating table with regional countries which are known for their anti-ISIL stance and can wade in on the crisis. But the U.S. is allied with Israel, Saudi Arabia, and others that backed ISIL. This proves that Washington is pursuing its own interests here and is not bent on defeating ISIL.
The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Security and Defense Committee also stressed that such acts as providing aid for ISIL threaten Iraq's security and put the nation's armed forces in harm's way. In recent months, U.S. aid, including weapons, have made their way into ISIL's hands in both Iraq and Syria. In addition to the U.S.'s unwillingness to cooperate with regional countries in the fight against ISIL, such incidents have cast doubt over the claims that the so-called U.S.-led coalition is actually aimed at fighting ISIL. Altaf Ahmad, Press TV, Erbil.